Just wanted to share a few minutes here and kind of tie a few things together. And if you want to read with me, I'm going to read from Deuteronomy chapter 6. That's there towards the front. Deuteronomy chapter 6, just to read a few verses here. And before we go any farther, let's pray one more time to just ask the Lord to bless the Gideons as well as this time we spend in the Word. Mason, would you voice that prayer for us?
Father, I thank you very much for this day. I thank you for allowing us to be able to gather here freely and openly worship you. Father, I thank you very much for allowing the Gideons to be able to come into your house, to be able to share with us what they do. Lord, I pray that you would bless them for doing so. And God, I thank you very much for blessing them in everything that they do. Father, I pray that you'd be with us as we look into your Word. And I pray that you guide Brother Brad, guide his heart, guide his words, Lord. It's your perfect Son's name that we pray.
Amen. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. And if you would, would you stand out of respect for God's Word? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word. You can be seated. This here, as we see, is tied into this great commandment of God, that part one of the great commandment, as Jesus put it, that we are to know our God, and that the Lord, the only one, and to know Him and to love Him with all the understanding, with all your heart, with the will, which is our soul, and with our strength, with our actions. And yet to know Him is to know His Word. We can see He exists by His fingerprints all around creation and the beauty. Especially spring is a great time to see that. But to know Him personally is to read His Word and to read His letters to us. And here in the midst of Deuteronomy, written by Moses under the Holy Spirit inspiration to the children of Israel before they go into the promised land, that they might know Him and what He expects of them. And if you want a sobering encounter with God, read through Deuteronomy, as it is a very telling description of the holiness of God and gives you an appreciation for what Christ accomplished for us, that the regulations and here have been accomplished in Christ, but it is still the same holy and righteous God. And as Moses tells them, you need to know these things. How did he expect them to know them? Verses 6 through 9 tell us he expects us to pass it on. He expects us to pass it on. These words which I command you, it starts with you, to be in your heart, to spend the time in God's Word, pondering on them, remembering them. That's the value of what the Gideons are handing out. It's $1.20 for a little New Testament. But there is power in these. And we saw that in the video. We hear that in the testimonies. There's power in the Word of God because it is God who wrote them and reveals Himself through them. And then we see that it's not supposed to be a dead-end street. It's supposed to go on through, and it's supposed to go. And here's the powerful thing, is that you're to teach them to the next generation. Teach them diligently to your children. It's not an accident. It's not something that it's a sideburner thing. It is a priority that we deliver these things to the next generation. And I know we were celebrating Mother's Day, but you see, we're moms and dads. This is the key. Even in the videos and in the testimonies of one of the testimonies, there was the gentleman. He said, I hadn't been in church since I was a little kid in vacation Bible school, but someone had poured into him. And some of us, I grew up in a Christian home. My mom and dad worked to take me to church and to teach me His Word. And I have memories of my mom and my dad reading the Bible at home and spending time with God on a personal level. That's what He's talking about here. Is it teach it diligently in your home, in your house. You shall talk of them when you're sitting in the house, when you're walking by the way, when you lie down at night, when you rise up, the start of the day, to be with you at hand and to be as between your eyes and in your mind. Write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gate so that other people on their way see them. And you can see where that's the other connection, is the Gideons in the way of people that they would come across them. And that's what is the power we see them in as they're going to the fairgrounds or when they're going to jail, when they're going into the military. You saw mine was camouflaged. It's not because I was in the military, but because it kept getting passed around until it got to me. And I carried it in my pocket. And before there were cell phones, that was my way of being in God's Word when I was in the way. There's all the helps in there. As He pointed out, the way of salvation is in there. And encouragements. It's been written, and it was dedicated from some friends of mine, from Dalton's parents. And memories attached to those things. But it is the Word of God. As we run across it in some cases as schools, peer-to-peer, passing it on, or as a nurse getting it there, or a police officer, or in the military, or in the college student, or in all these different ways, I can't mention them all, that He gave to us of God's Word being there so that it is passed on. It is passed on. Because it's supposed to be God's Word in our hearts and in our life. And if that's true, then that's posted on my walls so that it gets mentioned and spoke of, speaking of them, teaching them, taking time to explain them, but also living them at work, at school, at play, at all these things. And I'm just talking about, as even Moses here acknowledges that these things that he's wanting passed on, it's not just the Shema here of the greatest commandment. It's not just the Ten Commandments, but it's to know God. It's not just to take place at church or, wish that the schools would do it for us. But it is to be done by us. Whether it's our blood kids or not. Some of us didn't get to have kids, but we have kids around us and pouring into them and modeling these things for them. Seeds of the Word sown so that the next time there, as you saw in the video and others, they were in need. They recognized the importance of that little book there. Because someone had explained it to him before. They'd come across it before. So don't shortchange those opportunities in Sunday school or just a word of encouragement or a neighbor kid in the grocery store or whatever. But to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so, reality is that Mother's Day and the Gideons, they did belong together because we're all in this sowing of seeds that we may praise God with the salvation testimonies of what is done. And that is God's design. God's design that He would be known. And by knowing Him and knowing His love for us, we would love Him and worship Him and honor Him with our lives. And in so doing, then our lives are being lived according to purpose of what they were meant to be and lived best as the designer intended. And so this morning, we're going to have an invitation because it would be wrong not to. And so Mason's and Cameron are going to have songs for us. Morgan's coming up. And it's going to be real simple in that we've been confronted with a lot of different things. Did I not even turn my microphone on? Good thing I wore it, didn't it, Jay? Don't worry about it. I turned it. I'll just talk loud. But God, to confront us. Maybe there's some that need to be saved. I don't know hearts. Maybe we just need to talk to God about, Lord, I need to be doing a better job of sharing with the ones that you've given me this opportunity with. You may say, well, I don't have any little ones running around me. We're all God's children. The next generation doesn't have to start with someone whose age is in single digits. Next generation can be an 80-year-old, a 40-year-old. But in leading someone to Christ, to know Him. And so let's stand. We'll have an opportunity here to respond as the Holy Spirit is prompting.
We're going to sing the heart of worship.